Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about NXT's Roadblock 2024, Vic Joseph, Booker T on commentary. Great intro with Lexus King, laying out all the matches for tonight. It's a big night. There's a lot of stuff that goes on to the show because we're building to Stand and Deliver. It's going to be a crazy wrestling weekend. I'm thinking about it right now. It was just like this last year. You got Rampage. You got SmackDown on Friday. You got Stand and Deliver, WrestleMania, now Collision on Saturday. And to top it off, night two of WrestleMania. So I don't believe in sleep when it comes to that weekend. It's a big weekend, but I can do it. So bring it on. We have the Asylum match, Joe Gacy versus Dijak. You talk about insane, holy shit moments and all that. Crazy moonsault, duct tape around the face of Joe Gacy, still with his smile, a table with a smiley face on it. But Dijak got the win. I really did enjoy this match for the craziness that it was. I'm glad I got to sit down and actually watch NXT live. It's very rare that I do, just because, you know, I'm still here in Colorado, and we've been going out to eat with the crew and all that, a little bonding time, and then I come back and do the rerun. But I didn't do that this time. I actually got to sit here and watch Roadblock, and I enjoyed myself because the family's backstage. D'Angelo's got a big match tonight against Carmelo Hayes, and he welcomes Luca Crucifino to the group, to the family. And Luca, I think he's going to be a big help to the family, you know. And it was funny, is like, when he came in, I was like, oh, the lawyer guy. Yeah, he's a fit. He's a fit for the family. So I kind of like that. I really do. Riley's backstage with Fallon Henley. You know, Fallon's like, hey, you know. And Riley's like, I really like Thea. You know, Thea's so this. You know, she's a firecracker. She was just not into me at our date. And it's just because she got some advice from JC Jane. Fallon's like, no, that's not Thea. You should give her another shot. Then here comes Blair Davenport running her mouth. And it sets up a match between Fallon Henley and Blair Davenport later on tonight. We have Lyra. We have Tatum backstage. These two and their relationship is just so crazy to me, you know. And they're going to go for the women's tag team championships. So that's going to be pretty cool. Right? Right? Right. But next up, the Wolf Dogs versus Chase U with Jasmine, Riley, Thea, JC on the side of the ring cheering them on. And this is my second favorite match of the night. You talk about high just entertainment of just wild spots and everything. I had a lot of fun with this match, and the Wolf Dogs got the win. Chase U, Thea, she's like, no, and she runs off, and apparently she gets in a fight with Izzy. A lot is going on here, but it's at the state of what's JC and Jasmine's end game. Eventually, they're going to leave Chase U. I just feel it. I don't know what's going on with Thea and Riley. You know, and Mr. Chase, and we got Duke. So a lot of things are going on in this world, but the Wolf Dogs retain those NXT Tag Team Championships. We got Kelly with Carmelo Hayes and his bodyguards and all that. And, you know, he's just like, hey, I am going to beat D'Angelo. I am going on to Stand and Deliver and win back my NXT Championship. You know, it's been said, it's been done. But we have something interesting next up. Sean Spears versus Squash Gang, but Sean Spears gets the win, cuts a promo after, calls out Ridge Holland, and he's like telling Ridge, he's like, yes, let the anger flow through you. Hit me with the chair. So he's trying to get Ridge Holland to unleash something dark within himself. It's kind of nice, though, to have Sean Spears here in NXT. So I can't wait to see how that's going to go. Brooke and Josh are backstage, you know. Josh is like, Brooke, you're going to take Obafemi next week. He's like, damn right. He's like, he's a monster. He's like, oh, I don't care. You know, you told me to grow some balls. He's like, dude, I just care about you. So just good luck, brother. And here comes Dijak out of fucking nowhere. Just walk, you know, you ain't really his brother. I was like, what the fuck you come from? Holding on to his ribs because he had one hell of a match earlier. We got Kelly with Ilya Dragunov backstage. The family interrupts and they said, hey, you're going to see the Don at Stand and Deliver. And Ilya's like, bring it on. If it's Carmelo, if it's the Don, I'm here. And I'm going to fight and hold on to my championship. Now, the women's tag team championship right here, Kabuki Warriors versus Lyra and Tatum. Lyra accidentally kicks Tatum, and the Kabuki Warriors won. So that means they're going to go on to face Shayna and Zoe on Raw next week. That's what I got from that. And I knew they weren't going to lose their championships. There's just no way. Or they were going to lose their championships because Bayley came in and made them lose it. And maybe this could be the case next week. Maybe they can make them lose. Bayley's going to make them lose those tag team titles next week to Shayna and to Zoe, which would be crazy. You know, because this path to WrestleMania, it's getting deep. And then with this show, Stand to Deliver, we're just digging more and more. And it's going to be a rocking good time when we get to WrestleMania 40, WrestleMania weekend, Stand and Deliver. But the best part about this was Roxanne Perez. She attacks Lyra. I mean, breaks her arm. Like, it looked like it because it looks really painful. Like, Roxanne ain't playing no more. So that means Lyra's out for a little bit, but we're going to get Lyra and Roxanne at Stand and Deliver. That's what this told me. And they had to take Lyra in the ambulance. Sean, Ava, they're backstage. They're like, oh my gosh, how'd this happen? But Roxanne knows what she's doing. She definitely knows what she's doing. Fallon Henley versus Blair Davenport. Fallon Henley got the win because Sol Ruka's back. At first I was like, who? But she has some beef with Blair, causing Blair to lose the match to Fallon Henley. Blair's going to get her revenge. But I honestly, guys, when they were like, oh my God, Sol Ruka. I was like, what? Now I looked her up. I was like, oh, Sol Ruka. Okay. Random, but okay. This is where Blair Davenport's path is going to go. I guess this is where it's going to go. Chase U, JC, Jasmine, Thea, they're all backstage. And Thea comes up and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe I just got in a fight. And, you know, and JC, I need you next week. And JC tells her, like, I'm busy. And she goes, takes Jasmine with her. And Thea's like, what? What's going on? But this is JC slowly tearing herself away from Chase U. She's got Jasmine now. And I think this was the play the whole time. So, and I feel like it's time even for Chase U to move up to the main roster. But we got to get JC and Jasmine tearing apart our hearts when they tear down Chase U. And especially Thea. I think it's going to be a big one with Thea. Ava with Gigi Dolin backstage. Ariana Grace comes in. Gigi's like, hey, I want a match. Ava's like, well, you know. And Ariana's like, I don't want a match. And Gigi's like, this is what we do. You know that, right? We fight. And so this sets up, then Ariana's like, you know what? I will fight you on one condition. And if I win, I'm going to teach you how to be a proper lady. No potty mouth, no nothing. Gigi's like, fine. And Ava's like, well, yeah, you technically got your match, you know. And she did. So she's going to face Ariana Grace next week. It looks like Sean Spears is with Kelly saying, like, yes, let the rage flow through Ridge Holland and we'll get him going. A lot of cool stuff there. I'm interested, but it sets up a match between those two next week. No Quarter Catch Crew. You know, got the big Heritage Cup and under Catch Crew law, I guess. They are all technically the Heritage Cup champion, and the cup can be defended by any member of No Quarter Catch Crew. But lo and behold, we get a cool surprise. William Regal comes out. And his son, Charlie Dempsey, you know, just like when you really think about it, you look at William Regal, you look at him, it's like, oh my gosh, it's the future looking into the past, and just vice versa, man. And William Regal probably is super happy, super proud. And I like when he's like, you know, make that cup proud. Charlie's like, and I'll do better than you, setting the stage for that. And William's like, okay, you know. A really cool moment. Metaphor's backstage. So I got a feeling with this, though, because they were worried about Noam Dar. They're like, we can't do this again. Last time he lost his cup, he went fucking crazy. And I think this time around, because he snapped out of pretty quick. He's like, the past is the past. Now we move on to bigger and better things. I think that means Metaphor is moving up. That's just what I feel. I think it's time for them to move up. You know, I think they're going to be a great addition to the main roster. But that's what this said to me. That's how I took this. Stone and Wagner's backstage. Stone wants Lexus King because Lexus King talked about his kids. And he's telling Wagner, like, yo, so stay out of my way on this one. I want Lexus King. Wagner's like, well, I can smack. No. Just let me do this. I was on your side through all the dark times and stuff like that. Let me have Lexus King. And Wagner's like, okay, you do you, boo-boo. You do you. Now the main event. Number one contender to who's going to face Ilya Dragunov at Stand and Deliver, Tony D'Angelo versus Carmelo Hayes. It was a slugfest with some twists and turns because Trick Williams' music hits. Carmelo's like, whoa. And I was like, oh, he's back. But he didn't show up. And I was like, oh. And Tony, off that distraction, gets the win. So we will have Tony D'Angelo versus Ilya Dragunov at Stand and Deliver for the NXT Championship. Sign me up. The Don versus the Mad Dragon. But Tony grabs the mic. He's like, hey, you know, because this is all calculated. He goes, yeah, you know, the Don's going to leave you with some presents here, basically. Here's your gift, Carmelo. And here comes Trick Williams. Whoop that Trick. Oh, taking out security, Carmelo and him, you know. So we have set the stage for Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes at Stand and Deliver. Talk about getting over a roadblock, running through this roadblock so we can go on to Stand and Deliver. We got so many stories we can tell and everything like that. I don't think Joe Gacy and Dijak's done, but we're going to put those two on hold. What's next for the Wolf Dogs? Who are they going to face at Stand and Deliver? So right now, we got a lot of things out of the way, and we're building now. And Roxanne Perez taking out Lyra's arm, you know that definitely sets these two up as Stand and Deliver. So a lot of stuff going on tonight. Very excited to see the payoff and everything. Had a great time with the show. I give it a solid 5 out of 5. Roadblock 2024. Vic Joseph, Booker T on commentary in the bag. Now we move on to Stand and Deliver and a really great NXT show next week. That's it. That's all. Drop your comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. I am KMB the Sexy Ninja. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
And utter disbelief.